Okay, Rabbi Sai, last week we discussed the Shiloh, and the Shiloh was based on something that took place in a different state. Somebody called me about it. And then Kidarkenu, one thing led to another, and second thing led to a third thing, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so let us begin. Somebody erected a swing in their front yard because of Corona. Children needed an extra source of entertainment. Erected a swing. Swing is in the tree, and the swing swings over the courtyard of his neighbor. And a second question arose. He was thinking this person, talented person, he wanted to put up from house number one, which is his house, over to house number three, across house number two, a zip line going over the property of number two. Like the swing goes into property number two, he wanted a zip line to go over property number two. Now, the question as to whether or not it is permissible to allow, I should have mentioned this is Thursday night shiur, Parshas B'Habakkuk Kaisai Tov Shin Pei, in the middle of Corona. And we're going to make it, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to make it. And Lamaisa, so that Shiloh led to the fact, there's no question that a person has the right to say, I do not want your swinging into my property, and I don't want a zip line going over my property. And we've spoken about this before, that even though there may be a din of it's a midas doim when it's then end of his elo chaser. Number one over here is not partial, that it's not a chaser. Having somebody swing over my property, chaser something could be damaged. I don't want it. I'm not interested in it. Number one. Number two, we know that then end of his elo chaser is only din lachatki, is only din b'di'evad. If a guy slept on your front porch all night, you wake up and you see him, then you want to charge him, you can't charge him. It's then end of his elo chaser. But if he comes to ask you if he can sleep in your garage overnight, you have a right to tell him no. Whether or not, Hilchus Shidaka, not getting into it. Hilchus, Zen and Zoli Chaser is not a Shiloh. Okay, now, with that being said, we said you could stop him. But the question now is, number one says, I want to pay you. Number two, you want to pay me? Pay me. We can make some accommodation. Now, if you want to pay him, the question is, can you be kind of those rights? Can you be kind of those rights? That's the shadow. Can you be kind of those rights? And the answer is that's the problem. Because in Shulchan Aruch it says, in some raise your days, that there's something called Dover She'in by Mamish, something which has no mamash, it's not tangible, the entity is non-existent in the physical world. In that situation, the Dover She'in by Mamish, you cannot be kind of. You can't sell it. You can't buy it. There's nothing to sell under. You can't make a kinyan in it. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, La'aloch and Siman Reish Yud Beis, Siv Aleph and Siv Beis. Right? We spoke about this last week. Now, as a result of this Shiloh, another Shiloh came up, which led to another Shiloh. When a person wishes, we spoke last week about letting a drone fly over your property. We spoke about the fact that some cities using drones to catch people who are not social distancing, and that was a Shiloh without a search warrant. Can you trespass on somebody's property? Can you let the drone go over your property? What are the air rights? People talking about planes last week, all the different things that are going on. Now, spoke to a few people in real estate, and the question is like this. One of the people in the shiur, who mentioned his name, Nochi is a person who owns a condo in Winston Towers. Not a co-op, but a condo. Now, I don't know, Rav Nochi, if when you purchased your condo, you looked at the contract. But someone told us, from Winston Towers, that in the contract it says you are purchasing the air rights from the floor to the ceiling. And from the outer wall on the north to the south, or east to west, or all four sides, whatever you may have in your apartment. But it's the airites, and not the brick and mortar of the building. You remember such a thing, Rinochi? You probably didn't take notice.
No, it doesn't ring a bell, Bechlau.
Okay, fine. Somebody else in Winston Towers told us that that's what it says in the contract. And Maderach Klal, in a condo, Lafuke a co-op. A co-op means that everybody, Beshutfis, owns the building. The entire building is owned Beshutfis. In a condo, everybody owns their own apartment, the airspace, the common spaces might be a little different, but pashtus, I'm saying pashtus, if there is such a thing as pashtus, pashtus is the airspace. How can you buy airspace? How can you buy airspace? Well, that question, we said this last week, leads us into a question of futures. Futures, buying futures. Futures are under the rubric la'halacha of davar shebali olam. In a davar shebali olam, can't be kind of. Ain't other machna davar shebali olam. Can't be kind of. But it's not sellable. Not sellable. And nevertheless, we know that there are many people in this country involved in buying futures. And futures are really a modern day invention, relatively speaking, as we said last week. One day invention, relatively speaking, in which people developed a business niche that you can buy futures without buying the land or without buying the trees. You're buying the apples that will grow in the orchard. Now, in halacha, it says clearly that you cannot buy peiros. That's a double double the other. You can buy dekel of peiros. You can buy the tree for its peiros. But you can't buy the peiros. Can't buy the peiros. It's futures. In the world, again, the secular world, with secular rule, they said it's possible to buy futures. You can buy futures. They legalized it. They legislated it. They made it into law that a person can buy futures. Fine. And the same thing is for a davar sheva mamish. A person can buy air rights or development rights over a building. And I'll talk about that in a moment. In a moment.
Rabbi Kahn?
Any question? Yes?
Well, now you're opening up the whole question of intellectual property as well.
That's exactly where I was going, Paul Frankel. Thank you very much. That's my mamish, my next step. And that is, now, a davar shein by mamish, as we said at the beginning of this year, means that there is no mamashis. It's not tangible. It's not tangible. And in world history, it was not viable. In halakhic history, it was not acquirable. You could not make a kinyan on a davar shein by mamish. You could not make a kinyan on a davar shelo bolyo. Fine. Now, there are two mechanisms that may shed some derech as to how this can be done. This is already discussed by Achroinim more than 200 years ago, who lived more than 200 years ago, in which the question was buying the rights, I stress the word rights, to do shechita, which required a license. You are getting permission to do shechita. That is a davar shein by mamish. I didn't buy an animal. I didn't buy a piece of property. I didn't buy a tree. I bought the right to do shechita. That's a davar shein by mamish. Davar shein by mamish. So there are two mechanisms. One mechanism is called a situmta. A situmta is something which falls out of the gather of kinyan, which means when people decide that movad the kinyanim in the Torah, kinyan kesef, kinyan chazaka, kinyan shtar, kinyan agbo, kinyan meshicha, kinyan sudar, Kinyan Chalipin, all those Kinyonim. Some of them are either Raisa, some of them are Rabbanim, we're all different Machleksim, everything else going on. Kinyan Agav. But if in the Diamond District, which is the most famous example that people use, where shaking hands and saying Mazel Bracha is a Kinyan, so, well, what kind of Kinyan is that? In the Torah, there's no such Kinyan. The Torah says there's something called Tzitumta. Tzitumta means that if the community in which you reside made up a action which they considered a Kinyan, then it can be considered a valid Kinyan lahalacha also. Swiping a credit card, all different types of shilas. Everyone has its own shilas. Whether it can be called a Tzitumta, which means a way to be kind of something outside of the normative Torah and the Rabbanan de Kinyan. Fine. Now the question comes up. Tzitumta works when I really could make a Kinyan in other ways. I can buy a diamond Yagbah. I can buy a diamond by doing Mashicha. I can buy a diamond in many ways with a Kinyan Sudur. But the community in the Diamond Center, the Diamond District, made up that there's a Kinyan called Mazel Bracha with a shake of a hand. So to make up a Kinyan for something which is, pardon the word, Kinyanable, for something which is Shaykh to be kind of with a Kinyan, then Tzitumta works. Such as a Dabar Shalom Bali Eilam. It will be in the Eilam in 6 months, and it's acquirable. That Kesorin, a Dabar Shalom Bali Eilam, is acquirable. So therefore, a Tzitumta could also work. So if the country in which we reside says, make a Kinyan on a Dabar Shalom Bali Eilam, then you can make a Kinyan Dabar Shalom Bali Eilam. But a Dabar Shein by Mamish is something which you can't be kind of. And it's never going to be here. It's never going to be here.
So then how did they justify buying the rights to Shechita?
Yevaldik. Rabat. Yevaldik. Hold on. So, as Rabat just asked, so maybe for a Dabar Shalom Olayolam we can use the Tzitumta. But what are you going to do for Dabar Shein B'Mamish? That's the right to do the Shechita. So for that, there's another din. And that din is called Dina Machusa Dina. Now, we spoke about Dina Machusa Dina before in many other shura. Dina Machusa Dina, 80 pages in the Dvar of Rome, how it works, the rights of the Rabbanim, what rights are there, etc., etc., etc. But Dina Machusa Dina is a mechanism that we... Dima Chusadina is a mechanism that we use for different things. The Hainu. Dima Chusadina would say that you're not allowed to forge money. Counterfeiting. That Dina Machusa Dina has nothing to do with the Jewish people. It was not made for any people with specificity. It's made for all the people in the Medina. That's called Dina Machusa Dina. And we have to abide by those laws. We have to abide by those laws. What happens when Dina Machusa Dina speaks about something in which the Torah does not speak? The Hainu, example. A Kinyan Bedavar, Shein by Mamish. Says the Night of Yehuda, another great Achrayim, that when you want to purchase something, which is a Dover Shein by Mamish, purchase it. How? Through Dina Machusa Dina. In fact, Paul Franco, what about intellectual property? So a number of years ago, I gave a shiur in L.A., and the shiur was talking about the old style of copying tapes. A person makes a CD. A person downloads music. What is music? There's no mamushes. You didn't break into a store and steal a CD. There's no mamushes. You went onto a website, you downloaded music, it says you're not allowed to. Okay, what did I steal? Property. It's a Zav Hashem Mamamish. Can I steal a Zav Hashem Mamamish? If I can't be kind of Zav Hashem Mamamish, can I steal a Zav Hashem Mamamish? So the Machna Chaim and others bring a raya that intellectual property Geneva applies because the Gemara says that Goyim who were in Torah are stealing. They are stealing.
Mm-hmm.
However, great. The Gemara calls it stealing. That's terrific. But it's a Dova Shei by Mamish. And a Dova Shei by Mamish, you can't make a kinyan out of it, you can't steal it. I'm just asking for a favor. I know it's hard to know this. I don't like to mute everybody when the shiur begins because then people can't talk up. This is just a little bit of background. You may not realize it, but it's very disturbing for the other people listening to the shiur. So try to, you can mute yourself by pressing *6. And then unmute yourself when you want to ask a question. Thank you so much for listening. So, Lamaisa, what happened? How does intellectual property become a problem? And the answer is, Dina Machusa Dina makes intellectual property into intellectual property and makes it into Gedeva. And once again, that is not a decree against the Jewish people. That's across the board. And Dina Machusa Dina is something we have to listen to and adhere to. Likewise, let's jump forward for a second into two other cases. What happened? We've spoken about this before. You remember the case, Rahman al-Islam, with the bus driver in Eretz Israel who killed somebody, Rahman al-Islam. They came to within Torah, the family brought him to within Torah to pay damages, and he came with a toyin or whatever he came with, and he said he doesn't have any damages because Allah says if you kill somebody, the mazid, come le b'rab minei. If you kill somebody, b'shoyeg, we also say come le b'rab minei. We also say come le b'rab minei. He killed somebody with shaykhs. He came to the dinner and said, I'm potter, because Shim Leib Rabmine. And the Dayan told him so beautifully, how did you get a license to drive a bus? He said, I took a test. Where did you go to the test? I took a test by the municipality. What did the municipality say? They said, I can't drive unless I get a special license to drive a bus. Great. You also have an insurance? Yes. Who said so to the municipality? You know what else the municipality said? They said, when you drive, you have to maintain the halakhas of the Medina, and if you don't, you have no permission to use our roads. And one of the halakhas of the Medina is that if you injure somebody, you have to pay, and there's no terrors of Kablai Virabmine. That's all part of Dina Machusa Dina. Dina, the government makes, the Dina, the Malchus, makes up a din, and they say no one can have a group of people of more than 10. Not for a wedding, and not for a bar mitzvah, and not for prayer services, not more than 10. That's called Dina de Malchusa Dina. I'm not talking about the Shiloh of Suffolk Nefoshes, of Dina Nefoshes. I'm not talking about the Shiloh of Chil Hashem of Eva. I'm talking about a very simple halacha called Dina Malchusa Dina. It's not an anti-Semitic, as I once heard someone say. It's just this can anti-Semitic gazette. It has nothing to do with Jews. It has everybody in the Medina. We have to protect each other and take care of each other. And when there's a suffix akana, the Medina said, based on their health organizations, you can't do this. That's called Dina the Machusa Dina. We have to adhere to Dina Machusa Dina. Now let's go back. In Manhattan, I know of a shul, a three-story shul. I'm sorry to ask you again. Someone's children are talking in the background. I'm asking you, please mute yourself. Don't scream at your children. Just mute the phone. *6. So, there's a shul in Manhattan. Manhattan, we know, an inch of property cost $1 million. The shul needed a new building. The shul had 120,000 square feet and three floors. Needed a new building. Unbelievable. Needed a new building. They couldn't afford to buy a new building. A new building became available in the next block. To buy it, knock it down, was out of their ballpark. But they had 80,000 square feet of airspace on top of their building. And then there was a parking lot in the back which didn't belong to the shul, but belonged to another building that they wanted to switch with, which increased their ability to have 300,000 square feet, which gave them the ability to make a 67-story building instead of a 3-story building. And they were able to sell those air rights for millions of dollars, which afforded them the ability to build a new shul. What is that? The Dovashem of Mamish. And the halacha is it works because there is a Dina Machuza Dina which says that air rights are sellable. They were never sellable 100 years ago. And then something happened in crowded cities where space upwards was extremely valuable. And this is Dina Machuza Dina. And that was something that, in fact, you could buy, even though normally you could not buy it. So now we have a swing. A swing. Can you swing go into the neighbor's property? Neighbor can tell you no. Can a zip line go into the, over the neighbor's property? Neighbor can tell you no. You tell the neighbor, I want to buy it. You want to buy it? Want to write it down? Give me money? Different story. I'm asking. Asking to what? To sell a double shame of mamish? No. There's a dina, the machus a dina. A condo. A frum Jew can sell a condo to another frum Jew. Sell him what? Airspace. It might be a little different over there, as I mentioned earlier, because the common spaces might be owned by everybody. It's a tumult. Well, nice, you can make a sale. And the person comes back to you 2 months later and says, this sale is not valid. Like the Shalva asked that the Masas be Yom and brought down by the Piskei Tshuva. The person comes back and says, the sale is not valid. The answer is, sorry, the sale is valid. I don't be ashamed by Mamish. You're right. Don't be ashamed by Mamish is not valid. When the Zina Machus Adina, that gives it validity. You're right, there's a tie in the call. Come labor avene, by Chayvim Mishashayim, you're right. You know, Machus Adina gives it validity. If somebody wants to get a divorce and says, I don't need a get because I had a divorce, Yeh Machus Adina does not give that validity. You can't do that. You can't do it. So it started off as a small shiloh. It became a tremendous tumult. Small shiloh. A swing. A swing. A swing. Now, Yehuda speaks about this. I told you, Master Binyamin speaks about this. Or Chashulchan speaks about this. That Al Zen Emma, on these type of shilas, we have Dina Machusa Dina. And when it's applicable, we also have Sukkimsa. Even though a Dover Shaboli Elam does not work. And even though Mamish doesn't work, because of Situmta and because of the Mosadina, when there is no halachic possibility because of the Dabba Shema Mamish or Dabba Shaboli Elam, then it works. Then it works. So the Mice of Halacha Rabbi say, one can in fact sell something, which even though Shulchan Aruch, Rajan Beis Bay says no, the Dina Machus Adina says yes. And we're allowed to follow the Dina Machus Adina in these circumstances. When the person buys it, there is no karata, there is no chazara, because the mechira is valid. Okay, Rabbi Sai. You have 2 minutes left. I want to thank everybody. I miss everybody. Spoke last night about when we're going to get back together. I don't know. But one thing I do know, that as long as it takes, we are going to make it. As Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to make it. We're going to give each other chizuk, and we're going to make it. Wishing everybody hatzlacha rabba. It's a bad. In a few minutes at 10:10. Tomorrow is the schedule. Everybody can get it in their email. And again, we should be zeicha to hatzlacha rabba. Thank you all for calling in. Call to Rabbi.